we did encourage people to take advantage of another opportunity to telework today. Last week, ATF issued a broadcast for our folks in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, reminding them of Tim Kaine's executive order and giving them the opportunity to take advantage of an opportunity to telework. So, yes, I know that the roads were lighter coming in from Virginia myself, and the hall seemed to be not as crowded.
Now, you're sure it's not just because it's vacation week heavily this time of August, but there really are fewer people. How many people at ATF took advantage of this, do you know?
Well, actually, I don't know the exact number of people who will not be, here at work specifically today. I know that we encourage them to take advantage of the day, and we'll see who shows up.
It's interesting you mentioned that you had to drive in today, so you didn't get to telework.
No, I did not get to telework today. I've got a lot of things that I've got on my calendar where I personally have to interact with some of the staff today as Chief Human Resources Officer. But I have teleworked before. This was just not an opportunity for me for today.
Well, you had an important radio interview as well. But tell us in the bigger sense what it is that ATF is trying to accomplish with the ongoing program, and what are some of the ways you're getting people encouraged?
Absolutely. Well, ATF has approximately 5,000 total in our workforce. Half of our workforce are our special agents, criminal investigators, and they're already considered a mobile workforce for us. But of the other half of our population, we have over 530 people who are teleworking, and that's 21% of a population that could be eligible to telework are actively teleworking. In fact, recently we've sent out some additional guidance to our managers and employees, reminding them to take a look at all of the positions and seeing where we can still continue to enhance the number of people who want to participate in the program. We have tools that are eligible that actually help managers determine eligibility, also having them focus on what kinds of work the people are doing, whether or not they have to interact with other people here in the building, have to interact with the public, what are the kinds of materials that they need to use here at the office versus what they can do at an alternate worksite location, whether that be a telecommuting center or their residence where they can telecommute. So we're constantly looking at ways that we can give managers and or employees the opportunity to telework.
Do you worry at all about security? That's been one recurring issue that has come up as the government has moved to encourage folks to telework.
Oh, absolutely. We do worry about security and the kinds of information that is necessary and whether or not the networks are, of course, secure if they were to access any kind of information. But we do look at ways to continue to even see if the kinds of work that people do, is there a portion of the work that they do that is telework eligible? We had a whole complement of our employees who are legal instrument examiners, for example, out at our federal licensing center, where, you know, largely management's first reaction was that they thought that all of the work needed to be performed on site. But really, under closer view, we found that there was a portion of their work that could have been done. In fact, so we did a pilot and found the pilot to be successful. So, you know, without making a broad brush statement that, well, it's, you know, secure work that they have to touch or classified work that they have to touch, yes, we are very concerned about security. But if you take a look at it a little more closer, we found that there were pieces of the work that could have been done remote. And so I found that to be kind of a success story for both management as well as the employees.
We're speaking with Diane Filler. She is Chief of Human Resources for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. And is this agency scattered in different offices throughout the Washington metropolitan area, or are most of the folks pretty much concentrated in one building?
Oh, no. Actually, ATF is a national organization. We've got field offices, 25 field locations throughout the country. We've got probably over 200 or so satellite offices. We do have a main bureau headquarters here in the Washington, D.C. area, and even with that, we have a laboratory that's closed. The Washington Field Division is closed. So we have a presence all over.
And what kind of tools do you provide for people that want to telework? They can go to the GSA telework centers, I presume, but what about if they want to work out of their house? Special VPN lines, or what do you give them?
Well, they do have VPN. You're exactly right. We give them the laptop in order for them to be able to, you know, take their work with them. In addition to that, if they need a cell phone or whether or not we give them a calling card so they can maintain contact with the office. So those are the kinds of tools that we give them to make them, you know, transportable outside of the headquarters.
And what about the managers? I mean, that's been a source of, I think, of a lot of resistance to teleworking, is that the managers simply want to see the nose count and make sure people are there. Do you find that the managers are getting more comfortable with the idea that some of the folks might not be there physically during a given day?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's a change in their culture for them, and obviously the more that we do it, the more that they become comfortable. But in addition to that, ATF has an online training course. It's called Telework 101, and that's both for the managers as well as the employees, giving the managers some tips for how can I operate with my workforce who may not be right here in the workplace with me. How do I stay in contact with them? How do I feel engaged with them, and how do I continue to make them feel engaged with myself here in the office? So we do try to, you know, take that head on and give them the tools, again, that they need in order to make them feel comfortable and to make the program a success.
While this is a one-day promotion for telework in Virginia, the federal government has for years started encouraging folks to telework. Has your agency been involved in this all along, and is it something that you really encourage people to do on a year-round basis?
We encourage it actually regularly. I mean, we use opportunities such as this going on in Virginia, as well as when, you know, the flu season is high at peak, or there's hurricanes, or, you know, tropical storms in the area, or anywhere really around the country. You know, we use those as continuing opportunities to remind managers and employees of the tool or the flexibility that they have available to them and to work remotely. But we've made sure also that we've incorporated telework as an integral part of our emergency planning or our COOP or our continuation of operation planning techniques also to make sure that that is something that we can always continue to use to continue with the essential operations. And so while this is just another opportunity for us to remind them to telework, we do that on a year-round basis and every opportunity we get to continue to encourage participation.